Keeping the hot side hot and the cold side cold. This is the perfect pour.
Why do you have to keep the hot side hot right now? It's too hot for the hot side. You don't need
That's
the hot
why
side.
You gotta keep it hot. So you could keep the cold side cold.
So you know the difference between cold and hot? Or what?
That's right. Yeah. If you keep the hot side hot, then you could stay on the cold side.
Oh.
Keep your beer cold.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The hot side takes all the energy. And
yeah.
So you can cold and cold. I get it, McDonald's. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things fun to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And Rad Stacy has left the show for tonight, for this episode. Not the whole show, we hope.
She hasn't turned in her notice yet.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a 2-week notice standard practice in podcasting.
That's
can't
right.
Just like leave. Like, what, how are you going to get a referral from us? You're not going to get a referral from us for the new podcast that we want to join a new podcast. Notice how Matt hasn't been able to join any other podcast because we didn't give him a referral.
Dang it. So his application for...
Yeah, everyone's like, nah, bro.
Still pending?
Yeah. No, you got to get to pay your paperwork done properly. This is not right. So
you
can't get in on those podcasts.
It's worse than the DMV. You didn't bring your birth certificate.
Yeah.
I love gold.
I've just opened a beer, but I want to talk about the beer I was tailgating with. It was Urban Roots anniversary. Traveler's Welcome, their anniversary beer, the 5th anniversary beer. It was donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. It is double, or is a dry hopped West Coast Pale Ale.
Whoa.
And it was a nice beer. Always a cool label. Got this all kinds of artwork going on with it. And thank you, Wazoo, for that. And now I just opened up one from Bay Cyclone, Brian Anderson. It's Easy Peel, triple dry hop. It's from Adventurous Brewing. It's a double IPA. And it's Adventurous is an Iowa brewery, Bettendorf, Iowa. So thank you, BA Cyclone, Wazoo, and BA Cyclone. What are you drinking over there?
I tailgated with a Rove from Pure Project, which is their light lager. I'm listening to you guys, and I'm going to try some lagers until I find.
I'm not talking about it. I'm not getting it. I'm trying. I'm not getting lagers.
Not getting them. You're not getting them.
I don't think I'm built for lager yeast. Is what it is.
It's not in your blood. Huh?
It's not that it's bad. It's just I don't look forward to lagers. I like the drinkability of lagers, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the idea of a lager.
Yeah, I like the idea of a lager, but then in execution, I'm like, man, I'm really fucking bored here. I'm so bored. What's going on, Mike? I'm drinking lagers.
Can you put some fun in my lager?
Make it fun. Then you're like, here's an IPL. Here's a hoppy lager. You're like, And I'm like, well, I guess it's better, I guess.
I'm less bored.
Yeah, I'm not as bored. But could you make it with ale yeast? Could you hop it more and make it with ale yeast? Yeah, we could do that. Oh, now it's starting to taste like a beer.
Sweet. Smooth. Yeah. I have a feeling I'm in your boat. I don't think lagers will be my thing, but I'm going to try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do this every once in a while. You know, like, okay, all the industry people say lager, lager, lager.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I guess I'm just stupid and I need to keep drinking it. But it never takes. I'm never like, all right, now I'm lagering. Now I'm all about it.
All about the lagers? You're going to lager all summer?
It just doesn't happen. But I'll try. I'll keep
trying.
Is
there a lager fest?
It's all
brewers.
In brewers' wet dreams, there is. Lager fest. Honey, wake up. What's going on?
It's in Minnesota.
You've got a giant boner, honey. What were you dreaming about? Were you dreaming about women? No, I was dreaming about lagers, babe. Oh, yeah, I can believe that.
An entire festival dedicated.
I was there. It was real. It's a whole festival of all lagers. I was so bored. It was great. We made this
one.
Your
dreams have come true. The MN Craft Lager Fest.
Oh, all right.
The Minnesota. This event has ended. Oh,
that is.
So
oh,
it says,
no!
The Saturday before Father's Day. Of course, it's before Father's Day. Brush off your New Balance shoes.
Oh, yeah. My jeans and my belt. My jeans and belt and my shirt tucked into my jeans and my fanny pack.
There's also an impromptu Corvette festival in the parking lot.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you didn't know it was a Corvette festival. And like, check this out. This is the anniversary edition. Whoa.
Yeah. Z06, man.
Wow.
I still have the window sticker just in case. Hey, man, sweet New Balance.
Thanks.
So Lagerfest does exist.
Yeah, start planning for 2024.
Yeah.
Book your hotel room now.
Sure
stuff.
The Super 8s are filling up quickly.
Yeah. Well, I'll just sleep in my car. It's fine. Lagerfest.
Yeah, Mikey, as a dad, what is the most dad thing to do? Like, where do dads sleep? Would you splurge on a hotel room? Are you like,
no, you would
just sleep next
to
the car?
Well, I mean, the alcohol complicates things, but ordinarily you would just drive back. Like, oh, no, I can drive back.
Oh, one day.
Like, yeah, I can just drive. It's like 11 o'clock at night, and it's like a 4-hour drive. Like, oh, no, I'll just drive back. I can just drive back. It's fine. Oh, no, I'm awake. Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah, stop at the Denny's and get a cup of coffee. The most amazing coffee you ever had in your life.
Are you sure you're okay to drive? Oh, yeah, I can drive home.
Do this all day.
I'm not paying $200 to sleep.
What's the minimum amount of truck stops you need to stop at on a road trip?
Well, yeah, it's got to be a good one. Yeah. Where the real
you,
truckers
are you a
go.
Flying J
it's
or you a...
pilot, Flying J,
pilot.
Yeah, all the good ones.
The Lager Festival needs to be in the parking lot of Flying J. Please make that happen.
Pilot, Flying J. Madeira just got one, not just, but fairly new. What's that other chain? Truck stop. The what?
Loves.
Not is it Loves? Yeah, maybe it is Loves. Yeah. On 17. Yeah, it's a Loves. They got an Arby's in that one. That's some dad stop right there.
They have the meats.
Yep. Loves truck stop with an Arby's. Oh boy, that's good stuff.
Yeah, that's deluxe. That's deluxe stuff.
Hobnob with all the truckers. Oh yeah, what do you got? Riggy running there. Oh, yeah, I got a Chevy Malibu. I'm running a Chevy Malibu out right now.
Yeah, you should see the MPGs this baby gets.
Oh, yeah. Go over there and gas up with all the big rigs.
Like, right. Oh, just squeeze in between.
Yeah, them. I guess it's a Malibu.
They won't mind.
No, they're like, oh, that's cool. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Got me Googling truck stops now.
All right, well. We're all set. We're ready to start the show. Culture. Oh, you know what we're gonna be talking about. I feel the top.
You feel it coming?
I can. Is this a Karnak? Like, yeah, Nick's too young. Remember the old Johnny Carson bit where Ed would hand him a sealed envelope, and he would say a statement that were related to what would be in the envelope. Like, Anchor Brewing is something.
Dropping anchor has a new meaning.
yeah. What happened?
So it's correct me if I'm wrong. Sapporo is the new owners, newish owners of Anchor, correct?
Yeah, they're the latest owner. Yeah,
they're the current owners of Anchor.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, technically.
And so the first shockwave they sent was they're pulling all 48 states of distribution.
Yeah, that was our first thing
2 weeks ago. And then this week, well,
then
they
said they're going to stop the Christmas sale.
We're closing
sale.
The whole thing down.
Yeah. Well, then they said they're not going to make the Christmas sale.
Well, that was part of the 48.
Yeah, right. That was the same time. And then, yeah, now they're like, you know what? We're just going to not make beer.
Not only are we not going to make Christmas ale.
We're not going to make any ales.
We're not going to make any ales or lagers for that. Maybe they're going lager only.
Yeah, maybe that was their mistake. So Anchor Brewing.
The brewery was, quote, closed. Losing millions of dollars a year.
Jeez. Man, like what? I wonder what prompted them to buy. Like when they bought Anchor, it couldn't have looked that great then. It wasn't that long ago. Like they couldn't have seen like. They could have known it's not a growth. I don't know. It's easy to see now after everything that's happened, but I feel like, you know, Anchor had its place as a historic craft brewery, but it was not, it wasn't going to up and, it wasn't an up and coming brewery when it got bought or anything. There wasn't any reason to think that Anchor was gonna like tear a new hole in the craft beer again or something.
Well, were they thinking that was the one they cared about? Like, is the buyout game about finding the brewery we finally care enough about to keep buying it after it's bought out?
I guess, yeah. Maybe that was their thinking, was like, it's got this base of people that aren't gonna leave it. And we'll at least have that, and then we'll do our thing to it and make it better or something. And
yeah, put it in cans. That's a good idea.
Which never works. Well, I still have yet to, somebody, a listener can point it out, but, and I'd be willing to talk about it, but I can't think of one craft brewery that got better because they were bought out.
Better. We're doing a great job. Like, we are successfully boycotting breweries that got bought out, but now this one kind of sucks.
Yeah, we're like, well, maybe we shouldn't have done that, because that's gonna happen. Like, you're operating on such a thin margin of error anyway as a craft brewery. And then when somebody buys you out, when a big beer buys you out, you're going to lose a percentage of you're automatically losing like a core percentage of the audience. Like, I understand that not everybody's like I am or we are about, like, once something's not independent anymore, we start ignoring it. But that is a sizable percentage of craft beer people. That's what happens when a brewery gets bought out. So you're buying a brewery that you're automatically losing a percent, significant percentage of the customer base. Like, right from the beginning. So, like, how are you going to get that? Let's say Stone lost 40% of their customer base when they sold out. Like, how are you going to get that 40%? And that might be kind of high, but how are you going to get that 40% back? You can't, like, how the hell, like, and yeah. And they don't, when a craft brewery gets bought out, they don't seem to get distributed much more, if at all, sometimes even less. Like, the one advantage of being bought out is like, oh, I've got this, now they can really start getting me into restaurants I never was in before and get me into grocery stores I wasn't in before. And it doesn't seem to really even happen. That doesn't even seem to happen. Like, for the most part, I'm sure there's outliers that you could point out, I'm sure. But, like, for the most part, like, no, I think definitely maybe not in the case of Sapporo, but in AB InBev's case, they're just buying, they were anyway, it's not really happening anymore, but just buying craft breweries just to squash them, just to, like, not have to deal with them, instead of, like, as a something to make money with. I don't know that why is anybody going to buy any big beer going to buy a craft brewery at this point? I still get the another craft brewery buying, like when Drake's brought in, what was it, 21st Amendment that Drake spot? Well, who was it that Drake spot?
A good question. I don't remember.
Our friends at Drake spot another, which, like, sort of made sense. Like, they're going to care for it in the same manner. And you're not losing, and you're
going to promote them.
You're not losing your customer base by doing that. And they know how to promote a craft brewery. Whereas Big Beer doesn't know, like Sapporo didn't know what to do with Anchor. They're just like, well, you do what you guys do.
Oh, Bear Republic.
Yeah. But, like, they're like, well, Sapporo's like, all right, do what you do, Anchor. And like, well, we lost a sizable chunk of our customer base by doing this, by selling out to you guys. So you guys need to make up that difference. And that they don't ever seem to make that difference up.
They're like, oh, you're losing money now. Bye.
Yeah. They're like, bye, we have to compensate for when we sell out, we lose a large percentage of customer base. We have to compensate for that. And then the big beer seems to, like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to compensate for that, bro.
I don't want to try.
You guys were selling 800 barrels when we bought you. Now keep selling 800 barrels. I'm like, well, that's impossible because we just pissed off a
you
large.
You killed that for it. Yeah. You guys work really hard. We don't want to do that.
But, you know, I've seen things, people saying, like, oh, we are not to blame for Anchor going bankrupt, because it's not, I mean, that's what happens when, I try to think about how much I was drinking Anchor before they began selling out, because it did come in increments, but it wasn't a lot, but it wasn't nothing. I was still drinking Anchor. And nice. When it happened, then I wasn't doing it anymore. And it's not, I mean, some people want to blame us for this kind of stuff. And it's not our fault. It's like, yeah, we're fickle and we keep trying new beer. And sometimes we don't buy the staples enough. And I'll admit to that. You have to be very dynamic when you're a craft brewery, and big beer is not dynamic. And they don't get how to do that. And when you lose a percentage, your most avid percentage of your customer base, when you sell out and that big brewery doesn't know how to be a craft brewery, it's just going to fail eventually. Like I'm assuming we're gonna see this with Stone at some point. Like, do you think this is like this?
They've
is...
already been shrinking. Like, they're definitely a less of a presence here in town.
Yeah, I don't see them. I don't hear about them anymore. It's just that same. I think by this time next year we're gonna be talking about what happened to
Stone in the same way. Well, so I did the thing tonight, Wednesday night. You know, okay, bad me, but I went to the store to look for an Anchor. Okay, one more Anchor, one more time.
Yeah, I do want to go out.
Just to reminisce.
I do want to get, so now that it's over and they're going away, I will now purchase some Anchor just to have around the sea.
Yeah, well, I tried, and you think, okay, Anchor used to be in 6-pack bottles at every supermarket in Fresno, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
That's not an exaggeration. Like,
no. Like, if it was
not hard to find Anchor.
If it was a place that had craft beer at all, the Anchor was there. It was like Firestone, Anchor, Stone, really, in Sierra Nevada.
Yeah. Okay, so I go to a place that should normally have it. No bottles, no 6-packs at all. All they had was a mixed can 12-pack that had Anchor Steam IPA, some hazy they make now, and a fourth beer. I'm like, no, I'm not spending $21 to get 4 Steam beers in a can. That's just not right to me.
Yeah,
so no wonder they're failing. When they stop packaging their iconic beer in bottles and 6-packs and distributing to just, you know, normal places, like, I should not have to go to BevMo just to find Anchor Steam. Like,
yeah,
that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, especially when they're supposed to supposedly have more reach.
Yeah, I mean, that beer, you know.
And then that,
when we started this, Newcastle, Sierra Nevada Pale, Anchor Steam, and I don't know, Rolling Rock were probably like so freaking common.
Yep.
In the cold boxes. It was ridiculous. Those were the beers you went to.
And you don't
see one of those in the chiller.
And it's easy to say now, but like, the label change wasn't a smart move at this point. I wasn't really, that didn't offend me that much when it happened, when they went to that bold yellow
label.
But now thinking back though, like, that Anchor Steam label was like so iconic, and for now in retrospect, you're just like, wow, you guys, that is like a historic label that you guys like completely flipped.
Right. Like, not Sierra Nevada hasn't even messed with theirs that much.
Like, it's been subtle.
In the last
it's like
40.
Like, just like Pliny the Elder's label, like. If you
drill
down, you can see some little variants here and there over the years. But for the most part, it's the same.
Cleaned it up, yeah.
And I think that's probably what you do with an Anchor Steam. But,
the label was not the problem with it selling. It was...
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't the problem.
Availability, I guess.
1896 to 2023.
Thanks, COVID.
Beer Jeff Allworth from Beervana blog, beervanablog.com, had a couple of nice, cool, he did a good post, sort of a New York Times, when New York Times does really good, God dig it, I've had two beers, like, when somebody dies, what do you, the eulogies, the New York Times does really good eulogies, and it was kind of a, he wrote kind of a eulogy to, for, a couple of good quotes he had was Anchor was at once the past and the future. You know, yeah, at some point, like, Anchor was like was
that's a great line,
was craft beer, and then also was the future of craft beer. And then whatever craft beer is, it's a different thing now that Anchor is gone.
That hurts.
Yeah,
hurts, don't it?
I'm surprised how, like, how many outlets this story was on. Like, is on Forbes, is on USA Today. It was just on every news outlet, basically, which kind of surprising SFG because kept
popping up.
Yeah, even in the UK, this is being talked about.
Wow.
But it's just a legendary craft brewery that's just now. It's just you wonder what would happen if they didn't, were never bought out in the first place, and they just maybe just pull back that pulling back thing they did a few weeks ago. If they would have done that, instead of getting bought out, just
years
like
years ago,
just like we're just gonna make enough for California. We're just gonna pull back to Russian River levels of production, and see. And then they would have had to have laid off people at that point, but it would have been better than closing.
Yeah,
I mean, right now, and that's gonna be for a long time now. If you're a craft brewer, you have to just sort of stay in your stratosphere and, like, don't, that whatever level that is where you're like, oh, I've got to expand. You can't. That's just not a level to go to anymore. You've got to be happy with whatever money you make around your region. And if that's not good enough, then it's just, that's what you have to accept, because there's no reason to expand outside of your region, because how are you going to make money doing that?
Damn. It's too real, Mikey. It's too real.
Nick's getting depressed now. I wish we had an industry person like Rad Stacy to talk about this with us.
It's bullshit, I tell you. Bullshit.
Damn it, Stacy. I know she's listening, so that's why I'm talking like that. There's a good that whole thing that Anchor was gonna close up in like the late 60s, and then Fritz Maytag came in and gave him like a financial boost, basically the Maytag of the washer dryer Maytag.
The Maytag. Wow. Yeah. 65. He took over.
Yeah.
And made it successful again.
And this was like, you know, Anchor was like the major influence of, like, basically craft beer, because King Grossman, this was like King, it was, you know, Anchor was like the Russian River of the 70s, I guess, or something, you know, and all the brewers were influenced by what that, their facility and what Anchor did, and that sort of modern craft beer movement was largely influenced by Anchor. And the steam beers.
Yeah, they should have never. Go ahead and experiment. They should never have tried to put steam beer in a can and mix it with. You should still see steam beer in a bottle everywhere.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel right. It just is the same way with barrel aged stouts in a can. It's just I like canned beers as much as the next person does, but like certain beers just don't. But I don't even care if it's somehow better in a can. It still does not vibe well with me. It
doesn't feel right.
Like I just can't do it at barrel aged stout in a can. It just doesn't seem right to me.
And not finding it on the shelf, that's not a problem of, that didn't just happen. This has obviously been happening for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like,
when's the last time you saw it on draft even as an option at a restaurant? Like,
I wonder what support, like, they have, they're a major business of millions of sales of beer. They know how to sell beer, like the very technical, like, I'm sure Sapporo still is a successful beer, I assume. Like when I'm getting sushi or something, that is a situational beer for me. But so, yeah. I mean, they know how to sell beer, but then why do they fuck up craft beer so bad? Like they just like they I think they don't like their love. We always talk about craft beer having, you know, part of it is having a heart in what you're doing. Like Big Beer's heart is in their staple beers, and they don't know how to transfer that to something that's not their beer. They're like, okay, we own this now. What do we do with it? I don't know. Maybe they don't want to give up their beer. They don't want to, you know, they're like, well, we got this tap in this restaurant, that Sapporo tap. Maybe we should make it an Akerstein tap. And they're like, I don't know. The Sapporo.
Yeah, it sounds
we've
weird.
We've had that Sapporo tap. We've had that handle's been a Sapporo handle for 20 years. I don't think we could start putting an Akerstein in there. And I think that's just what happens. Like, that's some of it. Like,
So the secret is you buy out a craft brewery and you figure out how popular they are versus how many years have to go by before people forget that they were bought out.
Yeah.
And then you can close them down and blame the public for not
like,
buying.
Oh yeah. That seems what happens. Like, oh, you guys, you stupid beer geeks wouldn't buy the beer anymore. And we're like, well, I forgot you guys existed. Cause I don't see you anywhere.
Right. So Anchor apparently took 7 years to kibosh.
So everyone, if I'm at Stone right now, I'm looking somewhere else because that just seems like it's the next one to fall. I wonder when New Belgium, I wonder how they're doing, how New Belgium's doing.
Yeah, their fate has begun for sure. I did notice Fat Tire 6-pack on the shelf looking when I was looking for the Anchor, which is still in bottles, oddly enough.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's like, well, okay, you know, this it shouldn't be this hard to find Anchor.
I'm just always flabbergasted, but like. Cause like if I'm ignore like I'm in the grocery store all the freaking time, and I don't see anybody messing with any of that stuff, I'm just like if I'm not messing with it, I'm not seeing anybody. Like, is anybody buying beer? I'm just like, am I the only one that likes beer? But no, like if you're in the market though, the only action is over in the craft beer, those two ends.
The supermarket is condensed. You know, theirs down. So now it's like there's two doors of craft and two doors of macro, and then you got the tall boys. No bombers anymore. No bombers. Unless you go to Sprouts.
No bombers.
No bombers.
I asked for a bomber, and nobody gets a bomber.
Mixed packs still everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I am just finishing all this triple dates. IPA from Adventurous Brewing.
You can do it. I believe in you, Nick.
Rolling Sevens. This is a BA Cyclone beer. Dry hopped every day for 7 days straight.
Every day.
Every day.
7 days straight of dry hopping, huh?
Yes. That doesn't say if they change the hops every day. It just says every day dry hopped. Maybe they add one hop.
Yeah. They just keep using the same one they did on day one. Like, I just keep dipping it in there.
Dip. Dry hop.
Yep. That's dry hopped.
Dry hop.
Didn't say well, how long we dry hopped it.
It got wet when I put it in, so I got to get a new one.
Yeah. We dip it in, let it dry out, dip it in again the next day.
We let it dry out, then we re-dip it.
More dipping.
But they have clotheslines of hops that are drying the dip in the beer.
They just put some hops on a fishing, at the end of a fishing hook, and like they plop it in there.
You almost had it. Gotta be quicker than that.
Could be quicker than that. All right. Well, I think we covered the anchor thing.
Yeah.
Sure, Rad Stacey.
It's not our fault.
Not our fault. Stupid Sapporo, man. Doesn't know how to do it.
You're hidden it from us, Sapporo.
Doesn't know how to do things. And how about this? No more, like, I'm not saying, you know, obviously it's not like a thing happening anymore for the most part. But nobody, no big beer buying out craft beer anymore. Let's just accept that's just not a thing to do. Just don't do it.
Yeah. Have you learned your lesson yet?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not going to work out. Please name me a time where it worked out for the big beer to make more. Oh, now we're making more money because we bought this brewery.
Oh, man. Yeah, so has one craft brewery been lifted up to big beer status post buyout?
Yeah.
Like, who's gotten more shelf space? Like you're saying, who's gotten more shelf space because of being bought out?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that brewery is.
Maybe Elysian.
Oh, ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, because I did see, where was it, AB InBev that bought Elysian? That's a good one. I think there's more. What was Elysian's?
Yeah, it is AB InBev.
Okay. What was their best, like, number one sought-after beer Elysian had?
The Space Dust?
Yeah, Space Dust. Like, I did see Space Dust more after that, and then I saw Elysian more after it. That is definitely one where all of a sudden you saw more Elysian beer than you used to see. So... that's the model.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody that's been bought out and rocketed into superstardom.
Yeah.
They, you know, they tried with Ballast Point, but it obviously didn't work.
No.
Lagunitas has all but disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah, Lagunitas. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, even Lagunitas is not... it's still around. I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's gonna happen like Anchor happened, but yeah, it didn't get better. It didn't get more. There's not more Lagunitas.
Didn't get more.
That's English. I'm public schooled English major.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Was there any other culture items you wanted to share, Nick?
Yeah, just a couple really quick. Okay. looking out for.
Wow.
I don't know how widely this is distributed. It is in cans. If you are a Volkswagen enthusiast and or a Ford Cobra enthusiast, there is a carburetor called a 48 IDA, D as in dog, very popular with Volkswagens. Mm-hmm. And so VW Trends contracted with Chapman Brewing in Orange. Orange is also a very popular spot for Volkswagen. A lot of history down there. The city of Orange, not just Orange County in California.
All right.
City of Orange in particular. So Chapman Brewing's in Old Town Orange near the roundabout, if you're familiar with that area. They've made a 48 IPA. Instead of IDA. So it's paying homage to the carburetor that loves to be run on race cars. It has a bus on the label. And they had an event called the Chapman Brewing. Where is my flyer? Hot Dubs and Cold Subs car show last weekend on June 10th. I missed it, but these cans are floating about, so I'm looking out for one. I'm sure it's just a basic IPA. I think Untappd said it was Citra. Let's see. Citra, Eldorado, Amarillo, and Mateca hops.
Okay.
So probably okay. Not expecting great things. I just want the label.
Yeah. Label buy.
Label buy. So there's that, and if I win the lottery tonight, I'm opening one of these immediately.
Oh,
this is in Florida.
Oh, Florida.
They have a place called Mutts and Martinis. It's an upscale sports bar with a doggy daycare / swimming pool.
Wow. Oh, you dump your dog off at the swimming pool. Say, all right, daddy's going to go drinking.
No, you drink there. You get to drink martinis while your dog wears himself out or
gets in a fight. And that's what happened to me. And then Louie would get in some fight. And then, like, the people, I'm like having a good time, starting to relax. I'm like, And those people text me, like, oh, your dog's fighting, you need to come get your dog. I'm like, oh, god dang it, Louie.
Damn it, Louie. Yeah, and then you're drunk, so you can't take him home.
Yeah, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do? You're like, well, what was your plan before when you were going to pick him up? Well, I don't know. I was gonna stay here for 6 hours and sober up.
That's right. So it's $25 an hour for your dog.
Not too bad.
I'm sure cocktails are more than that, so not to worry. It is in St. Petersburg, which I think we have some perfect poor listeners in that area. But yes, I would do a craft beer version of this. Mutts and Brews? I don't know.
There's a place in the Santa Cruz area. It's not Santa Cruz proper. It's kind of that same town that
Watsonville.
No, not Watsonville. North.
No.
No. Not Aptos, but what's that? What's Carlsbad? Carlsbad? Is Carlsbad sound right? I don't know. Beer 30.
Capitola.
Thank you. Capitola is what I was searching for. It's a place called Beer 30, and they have a dog pen area where you put your dog in there and let it mix with the other dogs. and you can go drink.
Yeah, drink it up.
But there's always some sort of fight or some sort of thing happening.
Yeah. My dog's a jerk too. She wouldn't last long.
Louie's like, whoa, you another dog? Go fuck yourself, other dog.
Right?
The hell? I'm the only dog around here. Get the hell out of here.
Get the hell out of here. Bark, bark, bark.
Woof, woof, woof. That's my Louie impersonation. Thank you,
Robert. That's a good one. I've heard Louie, and that's accurate. Yep.
Thanks.
I'm going to get another beer.
All right. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? We encourage you to be on the show, the listeners of the Perfect Pour, the community that is the Perfect Pour community. We've been doing this a lot of years, and really, I always think I can do a lot better, but we really try to promote to our listeners, or just be, we're all one big family, and it's our favorite thing for this show, and one of those ways is the have the voicemails, the people that call us. You can do that yourself. You can call 559-492-0542, or you can email us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com, and you can send an audio file to that email, or you can just email us, and we'll read it on the show. Let's start with traditional voicemails. And the first one is. Uh-oh, shit. Everyone, hold on.
That's an unfortunate name.
Why is that not working? Is this a new? I got new cables for this situation that's happening right now. And
of course we did. It's too hot.
It was working.
Of different beer.
There you go.
That people brought in.
Come on. Come on, Mike.
Perfect Pour. This is Pittsburgh Tom. Just calling in to give a little bit of the stats from Radar Palooza 3. First, I want to thank everybody that made it out here. It was a great time.
Was insane.
Thanks everybody that sent beer and brought beer. Super cool. We shared 78 bottles or cans of different beers that people brought in or brought to Radar Palooza. So I think somewhere online you can see the kill shot of the 78 cans and bottles. We visited 31 breweries in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
I also took Scotty and Martina to a brewery in Ohio and one in West Virginia. So yeah, 31 breweries hit, and there were still like a ton that we missed out on, but it was definitely a good run we had. We went to Heinz Field, now called Acrisure Stadium. Yeah. Did a tour there.
The Steelers
we went to see a Pirates game where the Pirates won.
Whoa.
With a walk-off home run in the ninth.
And drama.
Went to a Riverhounds soccer game. They're not MLS, but they're USL, I believe, like a league below the MLS. So it was a good time. I want to send a shout-out to Mark Radar and Jazz for all the help they gave me planning out Radar Palooza 3 in Pittsburgh. They had the experience from the prior Radar Palooza, so that was a huge help. And as you guys heard on the prior voicemails last week, Scotty hit 10,000 check-ins and Radar hit 5,000 check-ins, both during Radar Palooza 3. Super cool stuff. So that's about it. I think I am finally fully recovered after that week. It was actually 8 days. Radar Palooza started on Saturday the 24th. Scotty Martina came
breaking
in
all the Radar Palooza records.
Jazz and Blossom came in, and it ended on Sunday, 8 days later, July 2nd, when the rest of the crew all headed out. I think the last ones to leave were Kent and Lori heading out to Seattle, and we actually snuck in a couple breweries on their way out. So, all right, I just wanted to check in and give you some of the stats. Oh, and Radar checked in 117 beers.
Holy
at Radar
moly.
Blues. I think that was the highest count. 117.
That's the record, folks.
Beers. So, congrats, Radar.
That's a Radar Blues
of
record.
Peace out, everyone. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Bye.
Pittsburgh.
I like the stat. Like, is somebody going to be the Radar Palooza historian and keep all the Radar Palooza stats together and keep that organized? Because it sounds like Radar Palooza 3 owns a lot of the records now.
Damn it. Can't be beaten.
Like, long, that has to have been the longest of the Radar Paloozas, officially 8 days of Radar Paloozing. You have Radar checking in 117 uniques during the festival, all the brewery visits,
wow,
all the bottles that were killed. Like, I feel like this just keeps ramping up. Like, I don't know how you're going to beat Radar Palooza 3, but I'm sure it'll be a tribe. Which, you know, will bring us to, like, what do we, when do we start talking about Radar Palooza 4?
Yeah. What's the location?
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, sorry. Paul here. Got cut off there.
Yeah.
I just got up this morning, had my coffee, looked at my Google News feed and see this article that says Anchor Brewing to cease operations. I'm sure that will be probably at the top of your culture.
I don't believe it.
List this week, but not that I'm drinking a lot of Anchor these days or anything, but that's heartbreaking. I mean, literally, if Fritz Maytag, who rescued Anchor Brewing from the axe back in the late 60s, is he even still alive? I don't know. I mean, when you sell your business to a large corporation, i.e. Sapporo, that's the risk. I mean, will Heineken do that to Lagunitas? Will Sapporo do that to Stone? No. I mean, what's next? Because it comes to the bottom line. For the big wigs, they don't care about the iconic brand and the history and everything. It's just kind of heartbreaking and sad. You can always see the writing on the wall, but like, what gets left behind? And there's no Fritz Maytag now that's going to come swoop in and save Anchor at this point.
Yeah.
And I know that palates have changed and times have changed with beer and everything else, but it is just sad. I'm just mourning the loss, I guess, for whatever it's worth, and feeling a little sad. All right, keep up the good work on this gloomy, sad day. All right, guys. Cheers.
Sad too.
Bye. So, Mikey, if they do close it down and someone reopens it, say, in a year, mm-hmm, somehow gets the rights to the name, is it still the same brewery to you, or has the legacy been broken?
It would need to be, I guess it would need to be somebody there that's an anchor person, you know?
Mm.
Like, if it's just, like, all different people, but they are using the Anchor name and the Anchor recipes.
Yeah.
And maybe even the Anchor original place, but there's just no Anchor people there, then that would be kind of weird.
So if only the bass player is left.
Only the keyboardist is the only original member of the band.
Only original member.
Like that beach, so whatever, like the beach, the Mike Love Beach Boys.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know, man.
Featuring John Stamos.
Yeah, the John Stamos Beach Boys. I'm like, I don't know, bro. If you don't have Brian Wilson, then I don't think I'm going to show up. So, yeah, You need to have somebody there at Anchor still. Because that is like, blood. I wonder what, like, if they're going to say, all right, we're bankrupt. This is bankrupt. And then I'm assuming in bankruptcy, you just lose everything. Can somebody pick up that name? Can somebody take the Anchor name and like the Anchor recipes? Like, what happens to the recipes? Like, is Sapporo still owns them even after bankruptcy?
Right. How many breweries have been around for 125 years to know?
Yeah.
When does the copyright run out on a recipe?
But I mean, everybody knows the recipe, so it's not like it's secret, but I don't know. It does seem like you can, somebody can grab that Anchor, some iconic Anchor things, and make something out of that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me? I was driving, but I was listening to the latest show.
Okay.
And I pulled over right when I heard Mikey say,
pull over.
Nobody's asked me to tap their firkin.
Yeah.
So here you go, Mikey.
Nobody's asked me.
You can tap my firkin anytime,
sounds
buddy.
Sounds good.
Just make sure you leave the bunghole, too.
Oh, my God.
That's all. Like, I just barely, the show's only like, I don't know, 15 minutes in or so, and I heard that. And I'm like, I better pull over or I'll forget it.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually pulled over at the 180 Market. It's on the corner of McCall and the 180. And I was going to grab some beer because I'm kind of running low on beer. See what they got. And that's about all I really have with this voicemail. But, yeah, you can tap my firkin anytime, Mikey.
Okay.
Keep up the great work.
Scotty B.
That's so sweet. That's so nice, Scotty B. Thanks, Chief.
I love gold.
I just opened a new beer. I think I should have waited on this, but I guess I couldn't wait anymore because I think we all three of us have the same beer, but it's a West Coast Lustra beer donated by Pittsburgh Tom of Radar Palooza 3 fame, and it's a IPA. Is this from Dancing Gnome?
Nice.
It's got a gold label.
I opened Here Comes Trouble from Claimstake Brewing.
Oh.
This is a Wazoo beer.
Can you hear me?
Is this the same
one? I was driving, but I was listening to the latest.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Tried to play Been that there. Scotty B voice bell again. Oh, my God.
Yo, what's up, Perfect Portrait? You be here.
What's up, dude?
Guys, I didn't forget about you. I just was busy.
Where you
went
been,
on vacation,
dude?
Did nothing. I was on vacation for
not even
July.
Call us.
Just relax. Slept
on vacation,
stayed up late, watched TV. Really didn't do anything around the house. Wifey left me alone. No daddy do list. Nothing, homie.
That's a great staycation.
Relaxed. I needed it. I really don't get the opportunity to sleep in. Sleeping in for me on the weekends at 6 a.m., homie. So I got to sleep until at least 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, I apologize for not sending in my voicemails, like I said. Also, my interview out there with the Tap Room podcast. Mikey, I know you don't like it when I bring up other podcasts, but hey, you are still my favorite. You are my number uno, homie.
Okay.
You're my number one, two, and three, big dog. So
I guess
Perfect Four will always live in my heart. But they interviewed me. The interview went well, but that it, for some reason it couldn't, he couldn't pull up the file. So we did a second one, a shorter one, just a quick.
I've never screwed up a podcast. So that's weird.
Not once.
At my OG Chew Your Beer _ link on Instagram. There's a link there for you to hear that. Just talked about beer and just how I collaborate with breweries and shit like that. Also. Nick, you brought up Villains Brewery in Anaheim. It was funny that I heard this, but you didn't really bring it up. Villains is located where the Anaheim Modern Times was located, the one that had the swimming pool. So they took over that location and they opened Villains. I'll be out there this Saturday. I think I'll be there like at noon. I'm leaving my house at 11, so it's about an hour drive. So I'll be out there getting a tour of the facility. Been talking back and forth with, I don't know if it's the marketing department or who on Instagram. They started following me, and we just chopped it up. And I told them I was going to come visit them. And they said, hey, let us know when you get here, and we'll give you a little tour of the of our area. So getting a brewery tour. So the wife is happy about that. And then from there, we'll probably head over to Monkish and Unsung and then go eat over at the Anaheim Packing House, man. I don't know if you've ever been there, homie.
I've been there.
Is just like a little mall with just restaurants, but like good fucking restaurants. And they even have like a good tap list in the area. So, and that's actually in the center. And you have Unsung on one side. Then you have Villains is on the opposite side. And then Monkish is like located to the same property as the Anaheim Packing District or Meat District or some shit like that. So you park and you just walk to all these four locations. So that's pretty cool. So I'll be doing that this Saturday. Get away from the San Fernando Valley because it's supposed to hit 105, 108. And I figure I'll just go somewhere.
It's only
going to
be 112
so
here.
There you go. All right. If I think of anything or I remember anything, I'll give you a call back. Tickets are going for sale for GABF. Who's going?
Woo!
I know I'm not, but maybe next year. GABF, man. Get them tickets.
Get it.
Use promo code Chew on this and you'll get 0% off your ticket.
Chew on this.
All right, this is Chew Your Beer. You ate the watcho. Peace out, eh?
Oh, hey, Colin and Janine, gotta get ready. JBF.
Right.
This was 1 year Colin and Janine Mills.
Prepare the jacuzzi.
Yeah, prepare the jacuzzi. This was 1 year. I think they weren't there. No, GABF, we left. Like, we don't want to be in. We don't want to be in town when all the beer geeks are here in the same town. Fuck that. We got the hell out of here. But yeah, GABF. Planning has begun. And go see Chew around the Anaheim area this Saturday as he tours breweries and facilities. Chew Your Beer.
Yeah, Packing House is for real. They got good food there. Good beer choices too, but mostly food. And valet parking. They will park your car for you.
They will park it. Real good. How much do you tip a valet? I don't know.
$5. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Give them five. So here you
go. We only have one valet spot in Fresno. So we're not real versed in that.
In front of the mall.
Yeah, in front of Fashion Fair Mall. I think maybe like three people use it.
Yeah. When you circled three times and you give up.
Yeah.
Fine. Like my car.
They have like 100 stalls and there's like three cars in their stall. Like, damn it. Reserve for valet.
Fine.
I think that's we're good on that.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name. She
Thanks, everyone, for calling. You can call into the show. You've never called in. You never written us. You never sent a voicemail. We're here for you. 559-492-0542 or perfectportpodcast@gmail.com.
We We like all voicemails. You don't have to make us laugh, but we do appreciate it.
Nah. Yeah, whatever you got. We'll deal with it. Probably talk over it. But we'll deal with it. What did you drink this week?
Oh, crap. Maybe I checked them in.
Uh-oh. Untap's the new Twitter, man. You got to use your Untap.
You got to use it?
Yeah. Since nobody uses
it. Do you lose it if you don't
use it? I think Untap needs to let us be able to do like memes and pictures in the comment section. Because I said that would
encourage you to use it more.
Yeah, I said it's good that I can't DM anyone pictures on tap. Right. That's fine. I think they should hold to that. But
Snapchat fiasco.
Yeah, but let me post GIFs and whatnots in the comment section. I think Untap needs to open that up. I would like to respond with GIFs. I don't like to actually write things.
Damn it. I know where the cans I drink are at, and I can go to the garbage and get them. I did have a Super Bloom from Bottle Logic. That was an IPA.
Oh, okay.
That was pretty nice. I gave it 4.5, so must have been good. Pure West? From Pure Project. That was another one.
Oh, yep. Had it.
I think another Pure Project I had was it West Coast United?
Yes.
I don't know if you noticed the label of that beer, Mikey. Not only was it cool looking, it had like this red, white, and blue motif that looked like it was painted on old wood.
Yeah.
But the label actually had texture to it.
Yeah,
which
I've
never seen before.
Yeah,
like you could feel the wood grain in the label.
Yeah, you're right. What's up with that? So
that was unique to me. I liked it. It had a tactile and a visual. And the beer was good. I did not check that in. Oh, yes, I did. 4 caps. I gave it 4.
Oh.
West Coast United.
Standard. Standard rating.
Standard rating. Oh, what else? I'm trying to think of the... Maybe it was a New Glory beer I had. It's in the trash can right now. I threw it away earlier. This weekend was busy. I did have 4 beers Saturday night. And I can't remember the 4th one.
Thank God.
Always mix in a Dust Bowl Therapist when I can. Nice. Keeping it triple. It's triple.
Gotta stay triple.
Triple girl summer. Stay triple.
Hot boy, triple hot boy summer.
Triple hot boy summer. I don't think that's it. I mean, I'm sure there was more, just not coming back to me at the moment.
All right. The Nick 80 on a tap and the Rad _ Stacy with an E. Stacy with an E on a tap. Rad _ Stacy. Denny. I am Dorktown on Untap or Mikey Top Pour. We'll get you there, I'm sure. By the way, I still have my group, Perfect Pour group. You can make groups in Untapped of like, you want to like only see a specific people in your feed come across. You can make a group of those. So I have, and you can only go to 100. So I have a group of people on Untappd that I know are listeners of the show that I can just follow. And I've had to make two groups because it's gone over 100. But whoa, if you're somebody that listens to the show that follows me on the tap and thinks you don't ever see me toasting your check-ins, then I might not have you in the group properly. So just let me know. Like, leave a comment on one of my, either tag me in your check-in and say, hey, Mikey, am I in the Perfect Pour group? Or comment on one of my check-ins and say, hey, make sure I'm in the group.
Has anybody ever been demoted to group two?
Well, I had to start a group two, and I can't. It's not a demotion, more of just like these are later people. But it is like that, mm-hmm. that first 100 group, those are the OG. That's the OG group.
Oh, that's the man.
So not that there's anything wrong with the people in the group two, but I do have a group. There's a group one and a group two. I had a Mai Tai. IPA from Alvarado Street. One of the best IPAs in the business. A new one to me. Keeping it real. Real as in R-E-E-L, as in fishing reel. From Cellar Maker. A pun! Nice pale ale.
A pun.
I went to Out of the Barrel on Saturday, and who did I run into but one Rad Stacy from the Perfect Tour.
No way.
Yeah. She was there by herself as well. We were both people there by ourselves. We're like, oh, hi. Oh, you're the other person on that show I'm on. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm on. Yeah, you're the other person. But
I was not there.
We had, yeah, you weren't there. Wondering. No, but you didn't show up at all. You're like, man, I know where not to go right now. And it's
right
out of the barrel. I had while I was there, I had a Boardwalk Dreaming. Rad Stacy had something, I forget. Boardwalk Dreaming is a Humble C IPA. And then she had to go. She had, quote unquote, to go. She stayed for one beer. And she's like, oh, I've got business to attend to on Saturday afternoon. I'm like, yeah, I know. Saturday afternoon, just big business thing that we all got to go to.
She just moved three bar stools over, didn't she?
Yeah. I see her in a different section of the bar there. I'm like, hey, thought you had business to go to. Oh, yeah, that got canceled.
Yeah. It's at the end, other end of the bar business.
So I sat there alone by myself and had a Wingspan. What
literally
else?
Like you were the only one in the bar at all?
Almost.
Damn.
It was actually like the deadest I've ever seen it on a Saturday afternoon. Usually it's pretty pumping, but like it was actually
at least one dog on the patio.
Yeah, it was actually pretty dead. But from Woodhouse Blending and Brewing. New England hazy called Wingspan. And it was one of those very like white hazy, like super, super hazy, you know, almost turning a different color. It's so hazy.
Wow. I think I did see that. It was very orange juice like.
Yeah. And then before that, earlier in the day, I was at Mad Duck Northwest. And had their Mohazic, which is their hazy. And
I wonder what that beer is.
Dog Days Summer Ale, which is like, I don't know, it's like a bitter kind of, just a light, really light beer. Light bitter beer kind of. It's not bad. Good for day drinking. And there's still some of that No Vacancy from Firestone Walker left at Whole Foods if you want to get on that. But that's about, it's pretty much getting to its end date. Super Bloom Bottle Logic Beer and IPA. That was a nice beer. Had a good aroma. I'm recommending Super Bloom. And then Cosmic Noon from Cellar Maker Brewing. And that's another IPA. And so. Gay. Had a four pack, got it at Whole Foods. It was all right. I probably won't need to buy it again, but it's not bad beer. You see it and it meets your budgeting, then it's cool. That's my comprehensive review of it.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Dick, the Dick 80, would you like to give out any cheers?
I'm shocked. Is it me? Cheers to Avenue Untapped follower, Clinton H, a.k.a. Dusmere.
Man, I don't get enough new Untapped followers. That's bull, man.
Yeah, they don't know what they're getting themselves into. As in boredom. I follow that guy. I forgot.
Like, oh, Nick. Oh, he's on a beer podcast. Oh, I bet he posts a lot.
What? Man, yeah, a lot. I'll all the him. Time. Cheers, 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 and a well wishes to Hoppy Libations. I don't know if you saw her post this week. She had quite the mishap.
Oh, I didn't
while
see
hiking.
Uh oh. What happened to Hoppy?
Yeah. So hope she gets better soon. I guess the flight home wasn't all that better. So, but she scored some beer while traveling. So well, there is that.
That's something.
Yeah.
Well, I hope Hoppy's okay.
Yeah. I think everything's going to be okay. And that's my cheers.
All right. Cheers to our, I believe, returning. I don't think this is brand new. I think this is a returning golden god, the Fontana Jim, as is now a golden god once again. So big cheers to the Fontana Jim. Is now
hell yeah,
back in the golden god circuit. And we encourage that. You're like, hey, I can't afford this right now anymore, and drop out. And then one day you're like, all right, I can come back again. So cheers to the Fontana Gym. If you would like to be a golden god, those are our patrons. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/perfectpour. And it's just a way that you can give thanks to the show, and we really appreciate it. And you do get to hear the full show. Golden God's here from the moment we start recording until we stop recording. And that's the tailgate, basically, that what we're doing before the show. So you get that. If
all the secrets.
Yeah, all the secrets. Like, yeah, for instance, oh, man, this tailgate was electric. We talked about old grocery stores in our neighborhood that are no longer exist, and a Starbucks that's taking over our local burger joint. We talked about that. Yep. So, man, you missed out. When you become a golden god, you can go through all the back catalog of tailgates. Just as a FYI, if you want, you know, go on our Patreon feed and look and listen to any of the old stuff if you want. So that's another thing. So check it out.
Yep.
If you like it, we appreciate it. And thanks to all the golden gods that give us the money so we can pay our bills. It's awesome. And thank you. And cheers to Harrison Ford. His birthday was yesterday, Thursday.
Wow.
Because it's Friday morning right now. So cheers to Harrison Ford. Another birthday. I have another podcast, believe it or not, called
What?
Get Off My Podcast, that we have a review of the Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. If you've seen the movie, then go listen to that episode, and we give Trent and I give our immediate review of that. So cheers to Harrison Ford, and Kick still kicking ass, acting his ass off. Got two nominations for Emmys, I believe, or just some sort of acting nominations for 1923 and for Shrinking. So, and just cheers to everyone that listens to the show and shares the especially those that share the show and talk about the show. Word of mouth is a big deal, and appreciate it. And if you can maybe even go on your Apple podcast thing and give us a review, that always keeps the energy going. And we have an ad, there's an in the show notes, there's an address. You can send us pretty much anything, like samples of certain bottled samples or canned samples of things.
Only ale yeast samples, no lager yeast samples.
No lager yeast. But you can also send us a postcard. I like to get postcards.
Oh man, I like postcards.
So if you've got any postcards around your town, you want to send us one.
Yeah.
We'd like those too. All right. I'm sure Red Stacy will be back next week. Unless she's just done with us, then, you know.
You're welcome. It's us.
You're like, the Nick and Mike are just like, they're just like Sapporo. They just kill everything.
Like someone could buy us out and we'll slowly go away.
some huge podcast like Mark Maron, WTF buys us out or something. Like, oh wow, we're gonna start
Holdings Company.
Yeah, we're gonna hear more Perfect Pour, I guess. And then you just, but before you know it, you just completely forget about the show.
Pod fade, as they say.
Yeah. So yeah, if Mark Maron wants to buy us out, I guess we'll do it.
Yeah,
if it's the right,
it's fine.
Right kind of money.
Anything over $100, Mark. That's all we want.
We're like, wow, $100. This idiot.
It's all yours.
All right, thanks for listening to the Perfect Pour. Have a great week.
Yeah. But a cool week.
Yeah, keep it cool. Stay in the AC. If you got business to do, do it in the morning. And then go back inside the rest of the day.
Yeah. Blackout curtains on all the windows.
Find a friend with the pool.
Hey, I got one of those.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I unfriend
you. You're like, hey, bro, I'm here for the pool. I got your floaties and everything. I'm here for the pool. I unfriend you.
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
If you bring good beer, you can come use my pool anytime.
Hey, Mikey, I got a lesion.
Oh, a lesion. That's the one. That's the one buyout beer that did it right.
Hey, I found some Anchor. You want some Anchor?
Oh, well, yeah. What era Anchor is it? Oh, I'm going to. I'll bet I can find some old Anchor, that original label Anchor somewhere.
Nice.
I'll bet there's some place in Fresno that has original label Anchor, not bright yellow label Anchor, but like
soda pop Anchor.
Yeah. I'm gonna go buy some Anchor beer here for the first time in a long time.
Right. It's going away. I'll see you at Strummers too then.
See you at Strummers. Bye. Have a great week.
Bye.
Be safe. Have fun.
Of course.
But first,
you gotta check your dates.